We were up to Ches on the days and a quarter of the way down. More about a pasuk that the kida is shayach by a woman, by a birth, and by a rain. So more about the pasuk pokadeto haoretz vatishkokeka rabas taasrena plag Elohim molei mayim. So my plag Elohim molei mayim. What does that mean? Plag Elohim molei mayim. Tana kamin kuba yesh barakia. There's like a tent in Shomayim, a cubicle. That's a kuba. Kuba's like a cubicle. Shemimena gishomim yotzim. This is a special, specific place, a reservoir where water comes from. It doesn't necessarily mean physical. It's a spiritual reservoir, like a cubicle that rain comes from. Amrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my dechsiv im l'shevet, im l'arzo, im l'chesed, yam tziehu. That's im l'shevet. Shevet always means a rod, is mishpat, din. L'arzo, it's coming for the sake of the land. Or l'chesed, for kindness. Im l'shevet, bahar mugvos. Rashi explains, if the Rabbanu Shol made a din, that there's going to be storms. So, and then the people did tshuva. So then the rains, God doesn't change his decree. The storms are still going to happen, but they'll happen in the mountains. Im l'chesed yamtzei liarzo. Abisados uvikramit. And if not, if it was a good gzar din, then the Rabbanu Shlom will bring it down to the ground for fields and for vineyards. Im l'shevet lilonos. Another possibility is if it's supposed to come down hard as a din, and then the people did tshuva, so the Rosh will still make it come down hard, but it'll come for the sake of the trees. Im liarzo l'zroyim. It's coming for the sake of the ground itself. That's for the zroyim, for the tvua. Im l'chesed, and if it's for extra chesed, there'll be an abundance of rainfall. Yamtzeu boros sichr moros. It'll come even for reservoirs. Rashi. Im l'shevet. And a plag brecha. Plag means a stream. Kemin kuba ohel mole mayim. It's like a tent full of a cubicle full of water. What's a single matcha? And
pele.
Okay. Im l'shevet im gosra kadosh baruch hu rov geshamim l'ra as yorzim b'koach geshevet. The Rav Moshe made a gzeira that there should be rains coming as a punishment. Then it comes down very hard. Keshevet shemake b'koach, like a rod that hits. B'chazur b'tshuva, and then the people did tshuva, so they don't deserve this hard rain anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridin al horim u'bos, mokum she'in shamish. Doesn't change the gzeira, he just makes it work out for the good. It goes down on the mountains or whatever, and then it trickles down or comes down softly from the mountains down. But however, if there's a gzar din for good, that the rain should come lechesed, then the Rabban Shalom says to it that the main rains come to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Bimei Rebbe, Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Havei Kafna Umosna. The time of Shmuel Nachmeni, there was a famine and a plague. Amre hechinavim. So Niboy Rachmi Atarti, what should we do? Can I ask Rachamim to daven for the two things should go away? Lo efshir. We'll see where Gemara has a raya for that. El Niboy Rachmi Amos. No, the Kafna Nisbo. So they thought, we'll make a tainus to take away the plague, because that's Pikuach Nefesh. And we'll suffer the famine. Omer Lahu Rav Shmur Nachmeini. No, just the opposite. Niboy Rachmi Akafna. We'll ask that the famine go away. Because if God will answer us and take away the famine, he'll take away the plague too. Because if he's going to give us food, he's going to give it to living people, not to dead people. Rashi, atarte lo ba'in rachmi hadodi. Kivla kamon. The words explain later where we see that you don't ask for two different things. Yiboy rachmi akafna, the lay safe sova, umosnali bottom the mela. So he said, no, for you ask for the famine, and the mela, the plague, will go away. Dechiyoyev rachmona sova l'chayu liyoyev l'chayim v'lameisim. Ve'eno medi sova k'dei l'homish b'nei adam ela k'dei sheyichyu. So if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam already answers us that he's going to bring good, plenty of food, he's going to do it to living people. Masvia lechol chai ratzon, so the notion of the other chai. Okay. Minolin delo matzlin atarte, where do we know that you don't daven for two different things? Dechsiva notzuma, unavak shem Eloheinu alzos. Right. When Ezra said that they were fasting, they should come, be able to come into Eretz Israel, so they fasted for this. There was something else to fast for, but they didn't. They specified what they were davening for one thing. Daniel, it says that they asked Rachman for this. Mashman, there was something else also. And they didn't only ask for this. So, Rashi first. Al-Zos, Al-Chada, Mashma, Be-Ezra, Be-Mashma, Be-Ezra, it's in Ezra. Mashma, they had other things to daven for, but they daven for this. Al-Raza, Dinah, okay. So they asked, the Chara, we ask for a lot of things all the time. Shimon Esra has 18 brachas. Now, it's talking specifically where there are two gzeiras that come that are obviously not normal, and they're obviously Yisurim. When two Yisurim come, you can only ask for one of them. But normally, a normal situation, you can ask for a lot of things. But in this situation, it's two specific Yisurim that, what's it called, that are not Kederach HaTeva, then you can only ask for one of them.
So Mary says something in Barabim.
What?
Only problem Barabim.
Yeah, but even Barabim, we say Shmon Esrei Barabim, Chazor Sashatz, for a lot of things.
Well,
no, at one time when you concentrate on one of the tzaras.
So not in one day.
No, you concentrate. No, otherwise you could have done that morning and evening there too. No, it means until the one goes away, you don't bother with the other one. Okay.
What?
That?
Ben Yair says that in Chutzar it's a problem, but in Eretz Yisrael it's not.
Okay. Okay. The only problem is there also. The same thing goes with Shimon Esrei. You have to say some other teretz too. Because we daven, what? What? No, I'm saying you have to say some other teretz besides all that, because the Maisa, we ask for a lot of things every day. Different things. Okay. Could be that, you know I'm saying, that those things that, where this applies, maybe it only applies in Chutz Laaretz. Or only applies in Beretz Zibur. But you have to say some other thing, because can't just say that you can't ask for two things now. Okay.
Maybe Barichas,
I don't know. So then they should have asked for both things short. Okay. Okay. Bimei Reb Zeira Gozu Gzeira, the Gozu Lomesa Betanisa. In the time of Reb Zeira, they made decrees, and they made a decree, the government, that they're not allowed to fast. So they couldn't fast to take away the first decree. Amr lo Reb Zeira and the Kabli Ilavan, l'chibot l'gzeira le'svei. So, okay, so what we'll do is we'll accept upon ourselves that when the gzeira is over, we'll fast. So the Kabbalah Satainis itself was a mile. Amr le menolacho, how do you know that just being the Kabbalah Satainis will help? Amr lohu d'chsiv ayom re'lai al tira Daniel, k'min ayom arishon asher asatis libcho lahovin uvesanos l'fona l'fnei alohecho nishmu dvorecho. From the time that you gave your heart, in other words, you decided to fast, already your prayers were answered. You see here, there are many places we find this idea, that the Kabbalah itself, it says, by Yelchu Vayasu B'nei Yisrael, by Korban Pesach, they went and they did it. They didn't do anything right away. But they were makabal on themselves to do it, as if they did it. The Miri says that a person who does tshuva is makabal on himself to do tshuva, but he hasn't done it yet. He's already called a chosid. So just the Kabbalah, the commitment itself, already changes the status of the person. Om Rav Yitzchok, Afilu Shonim Kishnei Eliyahu, Yordu Geshomim Ba'arvei Shabbosos, Einam Elasim in Klola. Right? Even in years like Eliyahu, when there was a terrible drought, and they needed rain. But if rain had come on Erev Shabbos, it would have been a Simin Klola. The Hainu de Omer Rav Bar Shila, Koshi Yom de Mitra, Ki Yom de Dina. The day when it rains is as difficult as the day when the courts sit. There's a lot of commotion, people are coming for court cases or whatever, and it upsets the whole shuk or whatever. So even though the Yom HaShuk was on the days when the court sat, so too, when it rains Erev Shabbos, it's a bother because it upsets the whole preparations for Shabbos. Omra Meimer, Elodit Sorich, Libriosa, Bo'inin Rachim Vatlinin Lev. If it wouldn't be that people need rain, I'd be mispaled that they should never rain. So they asked the Chora all these things we said before. Godl Yom HaGishomim, rain is a tremendous thing. So I was thinking it's Pasha. That's why people need it. Not just they need it because of the water. They need it for all these reasons. It wouldn't be for all these reasons we said before how great a rainy day is, I'd mavatle it because it's a bother. But for myself, all these reasons, but they say different terrors. That the all those things that it says Godl Yom HaGishomim is only when there was Beis HaMikdash. And you really appreciate it. You could see the Shechinah, whatever, all these things. But Shalobis Man Beis HaMikdash, all those things don't apply. So the only thing for rain is that you need it. You benefit the water. V'omra b'yitzok shemesh b'shabes tzedaka l'aniyim. When it's clear on Shabbos, tzedaka for the aniyim. They have a chance to warm up. Sh'nemar v'zorcho l'chem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka marpe. V'omra b'yitzok. So where does it say this is on Shabbos? I was thinking, because Shem and Tzedakah. So Shabbos is Tzedek. What's it? Oh, no, it's Shabbos. Forget it. It's not different thing. Okay. Not Shabbos. Okay. Let's see Rashi. The lo leisve betani. So the lo bo de leisve bracha la'olam b'shvilant. Right? They made a gzera that they shouldn't be able to fast. Because the Goyim knew that if Jews fast, bracha will come to the world. They didn't want the bracha coming for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Nikabla loven yomei tanisa will be makabel taneos the mishum kabola mahani longer tanisa. Just being makabel it helps as if we fasted. The chibot l'gzer avdinan, when the gzer will be over, we'll actually fast. Minolin avdinan hachi kolomer the mahani avdinan hachi could do it. How do you know it helps? Asher nasata libcha lisanos the fnei lohecha nishmu dvarecha alma mishakibla love. Nishmu'u dvara. From the time that he put his mind to doing it, even though they didn't do it yet, already it was answered. Kishnei Eliyahu, b'mei achav shoya olam tzorech l'kshomi. Right? There was years that there wasn't rain, and they needed rain terribly. Yechsidim, yeah, shonim o'el atalam mater, ki'im l'fi dvarai. And still, simen klal, if it rained on Friday, it'll be a simen klal. Shubnei odim tzrichim lavzor b'shuk, v'likno suda shabbos. Because people have to prepare for Shabbos and go buy things. It's raining. It's difficult to do. It doesn't mean that it's a total klala. It means simen klala means that when everything's not 100% the way it should be, then and if the world would be proper, everything would be 100%. If it's not, then it's a simen klala, just as much that when you have something going bad, but there's one little good thing, it's a simen bracha. Right? You have to look at things not just in general, 100% or 0%, you have to see the good and see the bad, the little bit here and a little bit there. Okay. It's hard when it rains, people can't do what they have to do outside. Like the day of judgment, meaning the day that the courts sit, on Monday and Thursday. Ezra is Mesakin, the Beis Din should sit Kavua Monday and Thursday. Sheesh homos, the kolos, the avshos, biyomak shomim, kiyomadid. Things as a commotion and noise and whatever. It's noisy and a lot of commotion on a rainy day, just like the day Monday and Thursday when everybody comes and gathers for din. With Erev Shabbos, kolshkein the kashi mitran. Surely on Erev Shabbos, so much commotion or whatever, it's difficult to prepare for Shabbos. The haina duram or the omer of Shiva, umvatlinu liaridus kishomim, shetorchim ben yodam. The Ein Yichon Lashes Velavo. The Rav Shila said, if it wouldn't be that people need rain, I'd be misfoul that it should never rain, because it has a negative side to it too. Stok al aniyim shemis anin ba, v'noach lehem yom boru u'mischanin ba b'yom hatsina. In cold days, they warm up on a good, clear Shabbos. Yirei shemi shomrei Shabbos. Rashi says, where's the hint that it's on Shabbos? Because it's Yirei shemi. Yirei shemayim is specifically exhibited through Shmira Shabbos. Okay. Ba'omar Rabbi Yitzchak Gadol Yom Hakshom Shafilu Pruta Shabekis Misbareches Bo. Not only do the things of nature get a bracha when it rains, even business, which has nothing to do with the rain, rains on the money, it doesn't make it grow. But even business it prospers when it rains. So a simen bracha for the whole world. Shenemar lo seish matar artzach avito ulevorech is kol maase yodecha. Maase yodecha is things you do with your hands, not necessarily things that grow from the ground. Bracha is only something that is hidden from view. Because if you can see it, it's open, then you need a nes galui. Bracha means something should expand, increase. So whatever you can see, if it increases and expands, it's a nes galui. If you can't see it, then the expansion can take place. When you don't see it, that's a nes nister, that's easier to happen. So Yitzav Hashem Yitzchus HaBracha Ba'asonecha, when the things are in the covered in their storage places. That's when the bracha is easier to happen. Tanat Vere Bishmael, Ein HaBracha Metsuya Levedover She'en Ha'ayin Sholet Esmo. Bracha is only in something that the eye doesn't rule over. See, we'll say what it means. Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Yitzchus HaBracha Ba'asonecha. So the Chara, they're both saying the same thing in different words, but there's a little bit of difference between them. If it's Dovra Sumim in Ayin, means you can't see it at all. Ein Ayin Sholetis Bo means you could see it, but you can't distinguish how much exactly is there. So Rabbi Shmuel says that even if you can see it, but you can't distinguish exactly how much, it's not a Nes Golui, because you didn't know how much exactly is there. So if there's an increase, it's not a Nes Golui. And the first man, the Omer, said no, has to be mamish hidden from view. Because even if you could approximate or whatever, still need a bigger nes. Tana Rabbana, Nichnas Lomud Eskrono, Omer Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlat Bracha B'Maisi Yodeinu. Person goes to count his Gorin. So why should he count it? If the bracha is only B'Dover Sheino, does not something that you count or whatever, so why count it? So it's talking where you have to take off Trumas and Maisras. So you have to count it. You have to weigh it, count it, whatever, so you know how much to take off. So he makes the following bracha. And the most Rishonim learn that it means, not Yiratzon. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's a regular bracha. We're not knowing to make that bracha, because it's only when you make Trumas and Maisras, and Bisman Hazeh, especially in Chutz Laretz, there's no Trumas and Maisras, so you don't make this bracha. And even in Eretz Yisrael, with its Trumas and Maisras, it's all the Rabban and Bisman Hazeh, Trumas and Maisras. So it could be that that's why we're not knowing to make the bracha. In any case, so the bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shetishlach Bracha B'Maisi Yodeinu, Shulchan Aruch brings down this bracha, but there are Rishonim Holder, it's not a bracha mamash, it's just a Yiratzo, like the Gemara says. Hischil Lamud, Omer Baruch Hashalei Bracha B'Kri Hazeh. Same thing, another bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashalei Bracha B'Kri Hazeh. You started to count it, measure it, you make this bracha. Moda, v'achrikach birich, but if you already measured it, and then you made the bracha, raise a tefillah shav. It's a bracha levatola. V'she'en ha-bracha metzuya, lo b'dover ha-shaku, v'lo b'dover ha-modud, v'lo b'dover ha-monu, y'lo b'dover ha-soy minayim. The bracha is not on things that you know how much it is, either weight, or volume, or in numbers. Because like we said, a bracha means an increase. And if you know the weight, the volume, or the number, you have to have a nes galui for an increase. If you don't know, then it can increase, and it's not a nes galui, it's only a nes nister. Rashi. Pruta shebekis, afilu maisi yodayim she'enum tzrichim l'ksham misbarchim. Even business is blessed on a rainy day. Baruch ha-shaleh bracha, umazkir ba malchus v'askorik ha-chol ha-brachus kulam. Rashi says that it's a regular bracha, shema malchus. After that, a bracha can't happen on something that you know clearly how much it is. You don't know how much it is, then there could be a bracha of increase. Okay. Kibbutz Gaisos, Tzdaka Parnas Simon. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Gavli Yom Hashem Kiyom Kibbutz Gaisos. A rainy day is as great as kibbutz galios. Shenemar shuv Hashem shviseinu kafikim b'negev. Shuv Hashem shviseinu is kibbutz galios. It's like afikim b'negev. There ain't afikim elamotar. Afikim means the streams that come from the rain, the vadis that come from the rain in the south. Shenemar vayiru afikayan. Even legions of soldiers rest on a rainy day. They stop advancing. Gedudim can mean also, what's it called, legions of soldiers. The Omer of Yochanan, Ein Hakshon Netzorim El Vishvil Poskei Tzedakah V'Ravim Ve'Nosnim. People who make pledges to give tzedakah and they don't give it. That's why rain is held back. Shenemar Nesim V'Ruach V'Geshem Hayim. Right, there's wind and there's clouds and there's no rain. Ish Mishalel V'Mata Sheker. People praise themselves or brag about things that they never give. In other words, they make pledges and they don't give it. Rashi. Kathikim, kathike necholim, like these vadis that come from the rain. Benegev, yavesha, vehine chor, v'materamin negivo, like the vadis in the dry south land. Afike yam, motsoe yam, alma afik loshen mayim, v'afikim benegev, nomi loshen geshomim. Afikim benegev means when it rains and it makes vadis in the south. Gaisos, chayolos, soldiers. When you make it rain, the legions of soldiers rest. They do it for covet, but only externally. They don't really mean it. Right? That's lav dafka if you do it barabim. Even if you do it privately and don't pay, rains are held back. But usually people don't make nidorim privately and not do it. You don't plan on doing it. What are you doing it privately? They only do it publicly in order to get covet, and they don't intend to give it. Then it makes sense that you make a neder, a barabim, and you don't do it. So that's why it says that, only because that's the normal way where people pledge and don't give. But if they do it for betzina, usually they don't make pledges if they're not going to give it. Nesiyim v'ruach, boin la'olam ki'ilu gishomim yordim. There's wind and clouds, as if it's going to rain. They ain't on yardin, and it doesn't come out. Vishvil ha'isha misal b'mata sheker, right? Mida k'neged mida. Just like this guy brags, shu also lifnim umachnis eswanim. He makes it look externally as if he's going to give, and the aniyim have hopes that they're going to get money. Af shomayim machnifim esha'oretz. So too, the skies make it look like it's going to rain. There's clouds and wind. Shemar in the sea of ruach, the gesh mind, but doesn't rain. Mida kenegin mida against the guy who makes it look like he's going to give tzedakah and he doesn't produce. I have geshem ayin inami ayin koi ashloshta. The mikol elu netzor. There's another pshat. Not that there's wind and clouds and it doesn't rain, but there's no wind, there's no cloud, and there's no rain. The ayin goes back on all three. Two ways of learning the pasuk.